fifth day, thunder without rain. A small skull carved of ivory sits right profile in an unlit candelabra. Yesterday, a determined smile carried one corner of the sky clenched between ragged teeth, the sky which is a sheet. Today, a docile banner flaps in half a breeze. A pipe is clenched between my teeth, unlit. Yesterday, a velvet-gloved claw bore a cupful of the sky in a milk-white vase, the sky which is a drop of blood. Today, I poured my tin cup of salty soup into the sea, but not as a libation. I had no taste for it. Yesterday, a girl with lips of amber printed a yellow kiss upon a rounded ring of sky, the sky which is my mouth. Today, a lump of anthracite hangs in a double dark sky, the sky below, the sky above, and in between, the sea. Yesterday, with spool and milking pail, I sat beneath the mother unicorn with hands of storm attempting to milk the sky. Today, nothing amazes or perplexes. It is all too weary to perplex. It only cauterizes or infects. All which was professed a joy becomes a present bore in light of one objection. I have seen this all before. Such redundancy calls for brass, flute, woodwind, and sweet resounding lips to play them. Same song, sung to the same tune once too often. The answers to our questions have proved less than entertaining. A ride of a week and one week only. Each day's sun ascends behind a different deck. Is this a circle that we sail? We are reduced to ritual. We have burned our graven images for fuel. We find no significance in numbers or the alphabet. I look to the darkening sky and see no constellations, only slowly spinning stars without cohesion. From the southeast cusp of Leo pours the realm of galaxies. This is where you look to look far, far away. What begins with music will end with music. Between the music are a number of things which have to do with music, lacking only melody. It is time for a midnight snack of oranges, rose water, and lavender pretzels made of china which snap between your teeth.